Hi everyone, Samian here. This video is brought to you by a donation from the Leprechaun Cowboy 2.0, and here's what he has to say. Hey there, Sandman, the goat. Here's my contribution for the memes of the week. Hilarious as always. I wanted to know your thoughts on women who are self-proclaimed lesbians and the nature of them still having beta male orbiters around them. Would this in the very least mean that they're bi? I mean, not that I care one way or another, but I had a conversation with a self-proclaimed lesbian and she was talking about her best guy friend, and how all the guys she has in her life are adhering to the unspoken conversation that they, the guys, would not make a move on this girl. Clearly beta male orbiters, but if she's lesbian, what is she going to do with them? Thanks and hope you're healthy. Keep up the awesome work, Sandman. Peace. Well, Leprechaun Cowboy, and everyone else listening, I'll talk about men walking away from college in the second half of this video. First, let me deal with the lesbians. Many women are genuinely only interested in women, but it's not like they can go around and find another woman to use as an emotional tampon. So that's why they typically find men. It takes a special sort of simp to listen to such a woman's problems, knowing he's not going to get any action and keep coming back as that emotional tampon. The only reason besides potentially hoping that she, like one of the many lesbians, change over to being straight in their 30s is because he's getting female validation. That he just wants a woman as a friend the way that he would have a guy and he can just relax around her, and not have to worry all that much about saying the wrong thing. I've hung out with butch lesbians back in school, and out of school, where they were extremely masculine. Again, it's simply a platonic thing. All women, including lesbians, want beta male orbiters. Straight women use gay men as orbiters too. Lesbians use straight men because obviously the guys can't do anything with them. That may be one of the reasons why women are always very supportive of the gay community. Because they know those are men that can be easily emotionally exploited, and they don't even know it. Gay guys have listened to me talk about this on my channel, and said that after I warned them about being exploited by straight female friends, they decided to stop talking to them, because that's exactly what they were doing. I've known super unattractive women that had gay guys around hoping that they would start pitching instead of catching, if you know what I mean, and they would be the first in line if that happened. For women, they need the male emotional tampon, because if they try and pull that sort of a thing on another woman, usually it devolves into a screaming match. I know one middle-aged woman that lives with her sister, and neither of them have a boyfriend, and it used to be hilarious watching their toxic emotional energy bounce back and forth from one another. Now when I watch it, it makes me nauseous, and I gotta get out of there. There was an interesting talk I heard recently about how women's sexuality and attraction fluctuates based on what part of their menstrual cycle they're in. Women that are bisexual during their most fertile points might be interested in masculine dudes, but later on when they have their period, or late in their cycle, might be more attracted to femininity, so therefore might be interested more in women at that point. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com and use my promo code SANDMAN for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to even lesbians need simps clown world show. Guys that are friends with lesbians are clearly in the friend zone, and they're okay with it, for whatever reason. Maybe they're losers that can't get many male friends, so the lesbian woman is preying on them. What else can I say about this topic, Leprechaun 2.0? Not really all that much. I think I've pretty much explained it. If you have any more questions, let me know and I'll cover them briefly in another video. As for the rest of this one, I have some thoughts about men no longer going to college, meaning that college-educated women aren't finding men on their own educational level, and they aren't willing to settle for less, because two-thirds of college students are now women, so that means half of them won't be able to find a college-educated man their own age. They won't generally settle for less, meaning that women aren't finding men to be with, meaning fertility rates will keep on going down. Logically, the women that'll be more likely to procreate will be less educated, so our society will face more dysgenics and idiocracy. But I don't think that's going to happen. As more men forego going to college and get jobs in the trades and join the ranks of the working class, women will become the managerial classes, until eventually AI takes their jobs away. Women are also mostly in retail, and those jobs are being phased out by Amazon delivery trucks and self-checkout lines in stores. But many men have done a cost-benefit analysis and are now avoiding college. I don't need to go to college to get a degree to become a photographer. I was already doing that while I was in high school, working for one of my teachers on the weekends. I just booked another wedding shoot while I was scripting this. I went to college because it was cheap, about $4,000 to $5,000 a year in the late 90s. In Canada, it's still $5,000 to $10,000 a year for a 4-year degree. Not like the United States, where it's $50,000 in many cases. I wouldn't be going to college either as an American with such a high cost. The advantage of going used to mean that you would learn how to think and be exposed to new ideas. You're not going to learn critical thinking skills about the world in general if you don't go to college. Or at least that's the way it was in the late 90s when I went, when the internet wasn't there, like it is today. But more jobs than ever require a degree, yet men are less likely to go to college these days unless it's for something like engineering. But the problem with trades is that I think that they're being intentionally promoted to young men by the elites. It's one way to prevent men from learning how to think on their own. When I went to college, they taught me how to become an autodidact. They taught me to learn on my own. The women in my classes back then were losing their minds because of this. They couldn't do things on their own and needed direction, and kept complaining to school administrators. But today you don't need college as a young guy, but back then you did because the internet still didn't have much of the content to consume and learn from. As for my conspiracy theory that the elites might be behind the push for more men into the trades, besides dumbing men down, the more men that go into such things, they'll compete, and the more the price for such services will go down. Temple Grandin, the famous autistic cowgirl, says that there aren't enough practical thinkers and doers in the factories, i.e. visual thinkers, that there aren't going to be enough of them shortly. But if most guys are pushed into such fields, we'll probably have a surplus at some point. I was told in the mid-90s, before I went to college, that it was a smart move to go to college. But they didn't tell us that when we were in high school, by the time we graduated, there would be a glut of guys with college degrees. If the same thing happens with the trades, then many guys will be screwed. There won't be enough college-educated men for women, and if there are too many plumbers, they'll have to cut their rates due to competition, and won't even have enough money to attract women. Mating will collapse, but civilization won't. At least not right away, because it's creating a surplus of electricians, plumbers, enough replacements to keep the infrastructure humming. If I wanted to lower the population while keeping the lights on, I wouldn't be able to do it more perfectly than how we're seeing things being done right now. Once the AI gets advanced enough and gets rid of all the BS jobs, i.e. women's jobs, then you'll see many of them shack up with men out of necessity. Wouldn't it be ironic that as men our greatest hope is still having menial manual labor jobs after women lose most of theirs? Also, only friends won't be an option, as nude ladies will also be generated too. Women will have to provide value to men that they can't get from AI-generated hotties. In the end, men will build and repair the world, and women will have the children, and latch on to the men that still have those manual labor jobs that AI can't take away yet. But even those jobs will be low pay because the supply of workers will outweigh the demand. Wait until women lose their jobs and start going into the trades to pay off their $200,000 college loans. Many of you have said that women won't be invading men's blue-collar jobs because they're dirty, dangerous, and difficult. But just the other day I saw a woman that was working as a crane operator on a construction site, complaining about men looking at her. Really? You ladies want the construction jobs too, you can take them. We'll go live out in the country at that point, as civilization crumbles. Remember that as AI takes mostly women's jobs, they'll most likely invade male industries where 95%+ of the workers are males. As it stands, men are already suffering. Here in Canada, crime is going up. Just the other day at Kiel subway station, a 16-year-old guy was just sitting there waiting for the train, and he was stabbed until he forcibly left his meat suit. The Toronto transit system is the third most expensive in the world, yet every day there is a brutal attack, it seems. Canada is worse than New York back in the 80s, but that's a tale for another day. If you get one thing from this video is that the trades might not be a good place to be in as a man in 10 years, as AI forces women that have no choice but to enter those fields too. Also remember that if tons of guys flood into those fields, it'll drive down the price of labor, and there'll also be added competition. You need to be like Wayne Gretzky, the greatest hockey player of all time. He would skate to where the puck would be in 5 to 10 seconds, instead of skating to where it is right now. Just because the trades are good right now doesn't mean that they will be in a decade or so. Keep an open mind. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Leprechaun Cowboy 2.0 for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that straight men hope that one day their lesbian BFF becomes straight and wants to smash them. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that lose their retail and management jobs, thanks to AI, and then enter the trades and try and push the men out of them away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.